You're listening to Queen of the Thrones research and clinically supported medical advisor content. Connect to your body, your source, and your purpose through innovative and modern self-care practices. It's time to unlock your potential for infinite wellness. How castor oil may help support bone spurs. Have you or someone close to you been struggling with bone spurs? Bone spurs, or osteophytes, are tiny growths that form in your joints or in the spine and have the potential to cause significant pain and discomfort in your everyday life. Because some bone spurs can cause little to no symptoms, they can go undetected for years and may never require treatment. But what about the ones that do? What can be done to help support this condition? While surgery is often the line of treatment, many individuals find themselves seeking natural support. Can you relate? Keep listening to discover more about this frustrating phenomenon and how castor oil may bring gentle, natural support to this condition. What causes bone spurs? Wondering what causes these tiny bone growths? The most common cause of bone spurs is osteoarthritis, with the damage and inflammation to the joints leading to the formation of bone spurs. Aging is also a natural component to the formation of bone spurs. As our discs wear down over time, the ligaments become looser and can't support the joints as well. To compensate, the body tries to thicken the ligaments to hold the bones together. Over time, these thicker ligaments start forming bits of bone. This combination of thickened ligaments and new bone around the spinal cord and nerve roots puts pressure on them. Aging also contributes to the breakdown of the joints, which may lead to inflammation, pain, stiffness, and deformity. Some other factors to consider in the formation of bone spurs include obesity. Excess body weight can exert increased stress on joints, leading to wear and tear on cartilage. This mechanical strain may contribute to the development of bone spurs over time. Nutrition. Dietary factors play a role in joint health. Inadequate intake of essential nutrients, particularly those crucial for cartilage maintenance, may contribute to the degeneration of joints and the subsequent formation of bone spurs. Vitamin D deficiency. Insufficient levels of vitamin D, a vital nutrient for bone health, can impair the body's ability to maintain proper bone density and structure. This deficiency may exacerbate the formation of bone spurs in affected joints. Injury. Traumatic events, such as joint injuries or repetitive stress, can initiate a cascade of changes in the affected area. This may include the overgrowth of bone as a reparative response, potentially leading to the formation of bone spurs. Poor posture. Improper body alignment and sustained poor posture can contribute to abnormal stress on joints. Over time, this can lead to the degeneration of cartilage and the subsequent development of bone spurs in an attempt to stabilize the affected joints. Types of bone spurs. Bone spurs, or osteophytes, can take on various forms, highlighting their diversity. It's essential to know that there isn't a one-size-fits-all description for these abnormal bony growths. They can appear in different shapes and places throughout the body. From heel spurs linked to plantar fasciitis to those forming around joints in conditions like osteoarthritis, bone spurs come in different types. Bone spur in the heel. Heel spurs, alternatively called calcaneal spurs, are bony protrusions that develop around the calcaneal bone, which is the strongest, largest, and rearmost bone in the feet. The typical indication of a calcaneal spur is telaglia, more commonly recognized as heel pain. Calcaneal spurs are linked to various health conditions. They are considered a cause of plantar fasciitis, can be related to weight gain, and may be a complication in conditions like arthritis, gout, high arches, pes cavus, and flat feet, pes planus. Bone spur in knee joints. The most common type of arthritis is knee osteoarthritis, where the cartilage in the joint wears down, leading to the formation of bone spurs, also known as osteophytes. While some people with knee bone spurs may not experience symptoms, others may feel pain, swelling, or limited mobility, depending on the size and location of the spurs. Bone spur in the spine. In older adults, osteoarthritis is common and can lead to bony outgrowths called osteophytes on the vertebrae. The symptoms of these vertebral osteophytes depend on where they are in the spine. For example, in the neck, cervical region, osteophytes might affect the throat and swallowing, causing difficulties, dysphagia, and other issues like food going into the airway, vocal cord problems, and disrupted sleep, obstructive sleep apnea. Apart from these, osteophytes can also form at the back and sides of the vertebrae, potentially pressing on the spinal cord and limiting the blood supply to the vertebral artery. Bone spur in the wrist. Wrist bone spurs are extra bits of bone that can show up in or around the wrist joint. They often happen when the wrist joint goes through wear and tear. These bony growths can form near the edges of the bones in the wrist. Some people might not feel anything with wrist bone spurs, but others may experience pain, swelling, or difficulty moving the wrist. Sometimes these bone spurs can be linked to conditions like arthritis and carpal tunnel. Treatment for bone spurs. Initially, addressing osteophytes involves conservative approaches, starting with the use of anti-inflammatory medications to alleviate symptoms and reduce inflammation. Non-surgical methods such as physical therapy and lifestyle modifications may also be considered to manage the condition. However, if these measures prove insufficient and the osteophytes persist, surgical intervention may be recommended. Surgical removal aims to address the bony growths directly and is typically considered when conservative measures fail to provide adequate relief or when there's a significant impact on joint function. Natural support for bone spurs. Medications and surgical options aside, have you found yourself searching for a natural approach to your bone spurs? You're not alone, and there are things you can do to help support your body while following your healthcare provider's advice. Food support. Believe it or not, certain foods are thought to help dissolve bone spurs due to their anti-inflammatory properties and essential nutrients. Omega-3 fatty acids, found in foods such as fish, flax seeds, and chia seeds, play a significant role in reducing inflammation in the body. This anti-inflammatory effect may help alleviate symptoms associated with bone spurs. Other supportive foods include leafy greens. Vegetables like spinach and kale are packed with vitamins K and C, along with minerals such as calcium and magnesium, essential for keeping your bones healthy. Turmeric and ginger. Both of these spices have strong anti-inflammatory properties. Including them in your meals can help decrease inflammation around the bone spur, giving you relief. Whole grains. Foods like brown rice and oats, which are whole grains, contain a lot of fiber. Eating them can help lower inflammation. So you see, embracing a nutritious diet rich in vitamins, minerals, and anti-inflammatory compounds holds the key to supporting overall bone health, potentially offering relief from bone spur symptoms and contributing to a more comfortable and active lifestyle. Castor oil and bone spurs. Have you heard of or considered castor oil as a potential support for the symptoms commonly associated with bone spurs? You see, castor oil contains anti-inflammatory properties, such as racinoleic acid, which, studies have shown, support of balancing inflammation. Plus, because castor oil may also be able to support bringing circulation to your joints via nitric oxide stimulation while potentially supporting lymphatic drainage. So, it could be said that reduced inflammation may enhance blood flow to the joints, potentially bringing comfort to the inflamed area. Now that we've looked at castor oil on its own, what about combining that with an actual castor oil pack? Well, a castor oil pack can make a versatile and supportive self-care option, wrapping around the lower back, providing natural warmth and comfort. Plus, the gentle compression of a castor oil pack is thought to help your body enter the rest and digest state, supporting relaxation, which may help ease sore muscles and joints. Queen of the Thrones castor oil packs come in a wide variety, tailored to fit almost any part of your body. Back castor oil pack, pelvis and hips castor oil pack, breasts castor oil pack, thyroid castor oil pack, and the liver castor oil pack. Amazing, agreed? Supporting your self-care naturally has never been more simple. Be sure to use organic castor oil that is 100% pure. Queen of the Thrones castor oil is always USDA organic and non-GMO project certified, avoiding pesticides, herbicides, and GMOs. Extra virgin, the golden standard, first press of oil, 100% pure and vegan certified, no additives, preservatives, animal byproducts, or anything other than straight-up castor oil. EWG verified and hexane free. This adheres to stringent standards of the EWG and is processed without solvents like hexane, a known nervous system and hormone disruptor. Bottled in amber glass to preserve quality and nutrient profile of the oil and avoid toxic chemicals found in plastic containers such as UV filters, slip agents, and BPA. In conclusion, bone spurs can significantly impact one's quality of life by causing discomfort, limiting joint movement, and affecting overall well-being. While medical interventions and professional advice are essential aspects of managing bone spur symptoms, exploring natural approaches to self-care can also play a valuable role. You see, castor oil, known for its anti-inflammatory properties, as backed by research, could be an easy self-care practice for you to help reconnect with your body. Plus, as discussed above, the application of castor oil packs may provide a sense of comfort from the outside in, just by the simple act of compression. We hope you enjoyed discovering natural ways to support your self-care and find helpful insights in your free castor oil pack e-guide. Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed what you heard, be sure to share it with your friends. And don't forget to read about the counterfeit castor oil packs. You can find the link at the bottom of this blog. Follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok, as well as on our site at queenofthethrones.com. You can also email us anytime at care@queenofthethrones.com.